Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Today, the SOAR Conference is wrapping up, and there have been hundreds of decisions made for the Lord. As we look back over the years at what SOAR has done, what God has done through SOAR, we can see that many of our preachers, many of our music ministers, many of our missionaries have given over their lives and have answered the call to these different ministries at SOAR. We've also seen that many people have given over their vocation at SOAR and have started using it as a means of ministry. No doubt, the SOAR Conference has made a major impact in the life of the BMA. We want you to pray today that as many of these students and student pastors and sponsors make their way back home, that this week would have just begun the ripple effect for the kingdom of God.
Hello, my name is Tommy.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're the Roses for Missionaries in Mexico.
I hope you're having fun at SOAR. I wanted to share with you my experience I had at SOAR. I wasn't able to go to SOAR until I was in high school. I grew up in the mission field, but when I did go, it was the most amazing experience I ever had. I grew up in a culture where God was an old-fashioned God. He was a God of rules, and so when I went to SOAR, it was very shocking to learn that God was a God that was relevant, and He wanted to have a personal relationship with me. And after my first SOAR, I wanted to grow deeper in my walk with Christ. And I went home and I started reading the Bible and growing in my faith with Christ.
I was not able to go to SOAR when I was in high school or anything, but whenever I was in college, we were able to work with a few of the conferences, and then as a youth pastor, I was able to bring some of the youth to SOAR, and it was during those times that I saw the Word of God laid out in a different way, and I began to love and cherish what God has to say to us. And one of the privileges that I have working here on the mission field is starting new Bible studies and with new believers and seeing them begin to love and to cherish the Bible and its words and to know that it's not a book that is old and out of date, but it is a book that is useful for us. And looking back on those times in college, it was a great change in my life to see the Bible and how we began to love and cherish that. And that is our hope and our prayer for you guys, is that during this time of study and seeing the Bible laid out, that you would begin to love and just cherish the Bible. To go back to your churches and to read and to yearn to know Jesus more. That's our prayer for you guys, and know that we are praying for you.
It's been a great week listening to these different stories of what God has done through SOAR and how He's used that conference to make an impact on people's lives. As you pray today, please remember Stephen Schrader and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. Also, please remember the Portuguese Life Word broadcast in Brazil.